And speaking of Pittsville girls basketball coach Jason Knott joining us to talk about the Panther girls basketball team. Coach, thanks for joining us and welcome to our program.
Happy to be here.
Coach, congratulations on the good success you've had at Pittsville. Some good success once again last year. Fill us in on last season and how you're trying to build on that for this year.
Yeah, so last year was my second year with the program, and I had that group of then juniors when I took over 2 years ago. So we had 9 seniors graduate off of last year's squad, so a very veteran team. And now the opposite this year is I think we lost something like 96% of all of our stats. One returning player, Lana Vollert, my one senior, who has significant experience, any relevant experience on the varsity level. So a lot of inexperience, but it's been quite a shift from the last 2 years to this year. But, you know, that's one of the wonderful things about coaching is that some years, you know, you're going to have those kids that you're going to have kids for multiple years, and some years you're going to have a roster turnover where you get to get back to the basics. And this has been a fun group. It's been fun to have a group that they're like sponges soaking it all in and learning, and they get better every game. So,
well, despite the inexperience on your team, you're off to a 5-1 start. So how have you been able to do that and be so successful early?
You know, two things I would pin it on is, so Lana is a great story, because Lana was kind of in the shadow of that senior class that graduated. With her being the senior this year, she has really stepped up into a leadership role on this team. She leads us in points. She's second in rebounding, leads us in steals. She's just doing all those things that one would expect from a senior leader on the team. So Lana's been a big part of that starting. And, you know, we're about defense. That's kind of something that I tried to instill in the program 3 years ago when I took over, is like, you know, what do you hang your hat on every night? And, you know, growing up, defense meant a great deal to me growing up. I took a lot of pride in it. And then as a coach, you know, the thing about defense, if you can play good defense, you're going to be in every game every night. Because even when the ball's not going in the basket, as long as you can keep the other team from scoring, you're going to be in games. So those things have added to, you know, to our success. But we've said from the beginning is, you know, we had Reese was a dynamic scorer. Brent Friday, you know, we had 2,000-point scorers on that roster last year. There's something to be said about when you have a team that, so we're 5-1, we have 6 games, and we have 5 different leading scorers in those 6 games on the team, and we got 4 kids averaging above 8.9 points per game. So we've had 3 games with 5 kids in double figures, so it's kind of a team approach, and, you know, it's nice to have a Reese, right, a kid who can put up 25, 30 on any given night, but there's something to be said as a coach about, on any given night, if someone's cold, someone else is going to put the ball in the basket. And that's the thing with this team is they're very selfless as far as they will get the ball to whoever's open and put the ball in the basket. And there's no hard feelings over who's scoring or who's getting the rebounds. And it's just like a next person up approach. And I really enjoy that and respect that as a coach.
Coach, I've discussed this with other coaches who emphasize the defensive end, John Geyer being one of them. But how do you as a coach get young players, especially players below the varsity level, to buy into a defensive system? That's not the most attractive way to play the game. So, you know, they want to score points, things like that. So how do you really emphasize defense, especially on the lower levels?
Yeah, so you're right about that. I guess what we do is it's like putting lipstick on a pig, right? We make it attractive. We talk about it all the time. We want people to go after it, and we really encourage it in practice when people are making defensive plays and exceptional plays. And I coach in our youth program. I have some younger daughters, but I've coached in our youth program, and we play man-to-man defense in our youth programs too. So, you know, we run into a lot of teams. They had a 6th through 8th grade tournament just this last weekend. We play in the Great Northern, and probably 80% of the teams we play in this, and it's in an 8th grade league, play zone defense. And I'm a basketball purist. I'll be honest with you, it's hard for me to fathom, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade teams playing zone defenses if you're teaching those concepts. And we play man-to-man even in games. There are games we could win in the youth league by sitting in a zone, because kids just can't shoot. There aren't a lot of kids who can shoot from the perimeter at that age. That's just a reality. So when you pack it in a 2-3 zone at a youth league, I don't know if that's the what you want to teach. We teach them. We're playing man-to-man defense. We may lose a game by 10 points, but we play man-to-man even when we're overmatched physically. So we just it's what we do, and they know that. And we have a saying, defense plays. Like, I don't care. I'd like it if you could put the ball in the basket once in a while, but if you can play defense, you're going to find your way on the court for us, and I think that's the message to kids. So.
And you mentioned Lana. How about some other young ladies on your team that are doing well for you this year?
Well, honestly, the whole roster, and this is not one of those coaching, you know, the coach speak where I got to, like, truthfully, yeah, Lana's been exceptional to start the year. Like, she's been a force for us. And then I have four juniors, Briley Lupke, Addie Elsasser, Bailey Schmazel, and Hallie Friday. I got one sophomore, Kendall Knott, who's my oldest daughter. And then I got two freshmen, Harper Abel and Brinley Grimm. Those folks, if you were to look at our minutes played, it's about equal for all those eight kids, right? That's our – we turn it over, and everybody has stepped up and kind of taken the spotlight at various times and filled in those roles during games and stuff. So, like, right now, that's been the key to this, is that there's not one kid you can stop, and if you do stop – and I was talking to Eric here while we were eating some pizza, and, you know – I'm an inside-out guy as a coach. I'll tell you that right now, is I'm normally a guy, hey, let's get it into the post. If we can't get the ball in the basket there, we'll kick out. Well, I have a roster this year that have a lot of kids who can shoot three-pointers. Like we're kind of strong from the perimeter, and we're shooting about 39% as a team from three for the season right now. So I had to change my philosophy as a coach, as we're running a lot of four-out stuff where we're spreading the court. And, you know, we're taking way more three-point attempts in a game than – historically as a coach that I'm comfortable with, but we're putting the ball in the basket and it's spreading the court out. So, you know, I've talked to the girls, is when you got five or six kids who can put the ball in the basket from three, the odds of all of them being off on the same night, not very likely. So eventually, you know, we're going to get to someone who's going to be hot that night, or multiple kids. And it's been one of those things, like truly a true team approach this year from the kids. And I think the thing about Lana, Lana is kind of our go-to kid, though. Like, Lana is, if we can get the ball to Lana, we get the ball to Lana. Lana is physical. She's athletic, and she's kind of that kid who's got that experience. She's been battle-tested. You know, she played on a team that went to sectional finals, you know, her sophomore year, and then to a regional championship, played some pretty good basketball teams over the last 2 years. She's battle-tested, and that comes out in these games, some of these games where we get in tight games, that these younger kids don't have that experience yet, right? The Columbus game in the Cranberry Classic, right? That was a great high school basketball game. And for my kids, I would love to win the game, but it was just a great high school basketball game, and it was a great experience for those kids that you can't simulate that in a practice. You need to play in games like that for these kids to get experience. But, you know, the everybody contributes, and we have pretty competitive practices because of that. So it's just been a team approach, and no egos on this team.
Larry, any questions you have for Coach Knott?
You mentioned you hang your head on defense, but I look at some of the numbers here, and you're putting up some big offensive numbers. Is that defense leading to offense, or a lot of transition, or –
You know, I'd love to tell you that, but really it's not, because normally you'd say, like, yeah, we're turning the ball over a lot. Now, we do force a lot of turnovers. We're probably turning the ball over more than I'd like to see as we get into the season. I think we need to cut down on our turnovers. But most of it's been that we shoot. Like, our shot volume has gone up significantly over the last 2 years. We're taking more attempts. Okay. In a game. Like, I think we're averaging something like 13.8 attempts more per game last year than we did either of the last 2 years this year, right? And we're shooting at a decent clip. Free throws have been a Achilles heel for us right now, and, you know, we need to get better at the free throw line. But I think it's just by volume right now, and there's just so many kids who are able to score. But, yeah, we do turn teams over, and we like to get up. We like to push the ball up the court. I don't think we're at that stage yet. Like, I want to get to that point where and they have the potential where we get a lead, we can sit in half-court defense and stop teams. Like once we get a lead, we're gonna play you half-court and not press, and we're just going to stop you. We're not there yet, but we have the potential to be.
You mentioned the Columbus Catholic game, a good game for you guys. What did you get out of that game? I know you lost, but a lot of times when you play a team to that caliber, there's things that you can get out of that game that help you for the future.
I think that going in, I don't think there were many folks outside of our own gym that were giving us much of a chance against, you know, looking at what we lost. And, you know, Gardner's a fantastic player for a freshman, right? And we went in, and, we went into that game with the mindset of saying, listen, we're going to keep Gardner from putting up 27. You know, she's not going to score 27 points. And we did a pretty good job of that, right? We shut her down. We held her to 3 in the first half. And it was a focus. And the kids, I think the kids understood, like, hey, you know, we can play with these elite basketball teams. Like, it was a 48-48 game. And our 47-47 game with 2 minutes to go in the game. And once again, just a great game. So I think it gave the girls – I don't think they lacked confidence going into that game. Like, we went into that game thinking we're going to win this basketball game. But I think actually doing it, the girls were like, hey, like, we have the potential to be a really good basketball team.
I was going to say, the confidence coming out was probably a lot higher.
Everything you need to happen as a coach when you're thinking about a young team, early season games, we fell – you know, we were right in at 22-22 at the half, and then we fell down 8 in that second half. And we hit a couple of big threes, different kids, hit a couple of big threes. We got a steal and a layup, and we tied the game up after falling down 8. And that's one of those things that, you know, that kind of builds your confidence as a team when you do that. If it had been back and forth the whole way, it's one thing. But to fall down 8 to a really good team and then claw back and have a chance to win it at the end, like, it was just – I told the girls, I said afterwards in the classroom, we weren't in the locker room, but I said to them, we're a better basketball team than we were an hour ago. And that's all I can ask for as a coach. Like, playing in that game, we're a better basketball team. And I say this a lot in those games. You lose those good games. You know, we lost a one-point game to Neillsville last year. I said I would have loved to have just been a fan sitting in the stands of neither team to watch this because it was a great game. It's just hard when you're a coach to lose it. But it was a great high school basketball game.
Coach, when you mentioned earlier that your shot attempts per game is up, the first thing I think about is that might mean that your turnovers are down. You're getting more shots. Have you worked on reducing your turnovers the last couple of years?
Well, we're going to start now because I'm going to tell you they're not down. Our turnovers are up too. So yeah, it's like we're an anomaly. I don't know what, like, a lot of these. I'm a big statistics guy, right? I like analytics. I like breaking things down. And there's a lot of things that aren't correlating here. Like, to if you look at our record and our success, there's some numbers that you'd be like, you know, our free throw shooting percentage, we're shooting 51% as a team. We're better than that. I mean, we're a better free throw shooting team than that. Our turnovers, I want to say it's like almost 20 a game we're averaging right now. We need to do better with that. Now, I will say this. I've always said not all turnovers are created equal, right? If you have aggressive turnovers, like we're going for a full court pass, you got a kid leading to throw it out. Now, if you're up at the top against a 2-3 zone and you just throw a ball that gets picked off going for a layup, that's a bad turnover. So make the turnovers good turnovers, like where we're being aggressive and we're not giving up a layup on the other end. If you're giving up layups, that's direct points. If you turn the ball over but you can get back and you can defend and get the ball back, doesn't have the same impact as turning the ball over. Unfortunately, there's been a couple games where and that's minimal. So the turnovers are up, but we haven't given up as many points off turnovers. Like, that's down. The turnovers are up, but the points off turnovers are down for us this year so far.
Well, then the next step in that argument would be your shot attempts are up, but your turnovers are not down, so therefore probably your offensive rebounding numbers are up.
Yeah, and that's been a focus for us, and it's been the guard position. So Hallie Friday and Lana Vollert right now and Harper Abel, three of our guards, lead us in offensive rebounds. So three guards lead us in offensive rebounds. So we played a lot of teams who shoot outside. You know, you have outside shooting teams, and we shoot outside. You're going to have your guards are going to be getting rebounds because it's long bounces, right? I think we're doing a pretty darn good job so far offensive rebounding because we focus on, hey, listen, you got to be prepared to rebound in our guards on defense too, on the defensive end. We expect our guards to rebound on the defensive end too. So,
okay. How about your coaching staff for this year?
So coaching staff, Ben Bittner has moved up. He is our JV coach, and then Corey Cum is back as my varsity assistant coach this year. So that's our coaching staff. So Corey's been with me for the whole time, and Ben was a middle school coach, helped out a little bit at the high school last year, and then moved up in as coach in the JV this year.
And you're facing Almond Bancroft on Friday night.
Yeah. Big game for us.
Okay.
Big game in that progression, right? We play Pacelli for the first time January 11th, so we don't see them till the 11th. If we can get a win on Friday, you know, it put us at 3-0 in the conference. And then by the time we get to see Pacelli at Pacelli on January 11th, you know, you're likely going in there undefeated to play at Pacelli for first place in the conference. It's a place I would tell you I'd be happy to be at this point with a young roster like this. So.
And Reese Grimms at UW-Eau Claire.
Yeah. We went up and watched her. My daughters and my wife and I went up and watched her play earlier this year. So.
Good. And Sydney Subke from Neillsville is there
also. Yeah, she's there as well. Yeah. Got to see them both play that night. So they both played. And actually, Havlovitz, Rip, that's right. Was at Ripon, was there. It was a tournament on a weekend, and she was playing for Ripon that weekend, so I got to see several
the young lady from Wild Rose.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.